Montana Young. Our children grow, leave, and don't come back. Somewhere else they go. It's the stupid lack of labor. Shouldn't say stupid. I meant that fate is inept and misspoke my feeling. In their teens and twenties they leave at a steady rate, because here there is no state of plenty. Only woods and uplands and rivers and lakes each one has had to lovingly forsake. They're not seeking fame, but they go all the same. They say, we have to make our living. Maybe they're back for 10 days of summer or at Thanksgiving, a pittance of return. Mothers and fathers seethe and churn in the hollow solitude they leave behind, the next worst thing to grieving. They're very like ancestors out of the past, leaving natal land to cast themselves in a different, almost foreign place. French or Finn, Irish, German, Norwegian, these young are doubly kin to their own grandfathers. Why come this far in time and space to run again the same, yes, stupid race? And so our boy is in Ohio or Nebraska, far from the Flathead, and our girls watch streams of Chicago or San Diego traffic instead of the Bitterroot or Yellowstone. And we, you and I, are alone. And mine and my neighbor's son and daughter, far from the Skalkahoe, Lolo Summit, or the Clearwater, feel even more bereft than those they left.